I'm NASCAR Steven. It's time for the Fast Lane. All three top series ran at their home track, Charlotte Motor Speedway, this weekend. The Camper World Trucks ran Friday night. Zane Smith and Ben Rhodes were the stage winners. Then Carson Hocevar took over and led a race-high 57 laps and looked poised to capture his first win when a late caution and a restart battle with Ryan Preece sent him spinning, and Ross Chastain to the lead and the win, his fourth in the truck series. Grant Enfinger, John Hunter Nemechek, Christian X, and Zane Smith finished top five. The trucks head to St. Louis this weekend. The Xfinity teams rolled on Saturday. Junior Motorsports continued their domination with Josh Berry and Justin Allgaier winning the stages and battling for the lead until Allgaier got loose, hit the wall, and gave the lead to Josh Berry. He led 89 laps on the way to his second win of the year and marks four of the last five for Junior Motorsports. Berry finished 18 seconds ahead of Ty Gibbs in second place. Sam Mayer, Noah Grayson, and Ryan Preece rounded the top five. The Xfinity teams return at Portland this weekend. The Cup teams fired up Sunday for the Coca-Cola 600. The longest race of the year was made longer by tire troubles and lots of cautions. 18, in fact, one red flag and two overtime restarts made it a marathon, and still some great racing if you stayed up. In stage one, four cautions for either loose cars or flat tires. Chase Elliott won the stage, and Kyle Larson was dealt the first penalty on pit row, along with Truex Jr. and Gilliland. In stage two, Bubba Wallace, Austin Cindric, Kyle Larson, and Chase Elliott had separate spins. Trackhouse Racing took over up front, and the first big one happened when Ryan Blaney spun, collecting 11 others. In the end, Daniel Suarez took the stage win. In stage three, just two cautions, with Kevin Harvick and Noah Grayson having separate spins, and Ross Chastain continued Trackhouse dominance with another stage win. In the final, Reddick blew a tire, then Chase Briscoe clipped Daniel Suarez, sending him into traffic, collecting Chris Buescher, and sending him barrel rolling on the front stretch. Officials threw a red flag for cleanup. On the restart, after two pit row penalties, a spin, and three trips from the back, Kyle Larson took the lead. Larson battled Chase Briscoe for at least 10 laps for the lead. With six to go, Briscoe spun out trying and threw the race into overtime. Larson took two tires, but some, like Austin Dillon, took four. On the first overtime restart, Dillon made it four wide and got together with Larson, Chastain, Logano, and Briscoe getting collected. That left like 15 cars on the track, and Kyle Busch and Denny Hamlin out front for the second green-white checker. In the end, Hamlin hung on for the win. It was his first Coke 600 win, completing the triple crown for Denny. It was the 48th of his career and second this year. Kyle Busch, Kevin Harvick, Chase Briscoe, and Christopher Bell finished top five. Tyler Reddick, Ricky Stenhouse, Michael McDowell, Kyle Larson, and Alex Bowman rounded the top 10. The Cup teams head to St. Louis for the first time this Sunday. I'm NASCAR Steve. That's the Fast Lane for Monday, May 30th, brought to you by Meekhoff Tire, with 12 locations, including Gaylord, family-owned and go-to guys for everything automotive. Plus, they have Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Unirall tires at the best prices. And by J-Lube Services, four locations to serve you better in Traverse City. Keep your ride in the race with J-Lube Services.